where we can do Kids Q. You ready,
That's right. I'm ready.
Hey, I love that bit. I just want to keep letting go. I don't even want to interrupt right now.
I hate to,
It's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. WCHL's Kids Question of the Week, Kids Q, airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30 during the Aaron Keck Show. Presented by PTA Thrift Shop and Youth Works on Main Collaborative, the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits. Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and more. And now, what everybody's been waiting for, it's today's question. If you could give your best friend a superpower, what would it be?
Oh, man. But I have to give it to my best friend.
Yeah. Right? So you're like, it's not necessarily something you want to be. It's something that you're willing to give up to your best friend.
Right. Which might, I mean, so we have to discuss. So it could be that this means that you empower your best friend to do something for you.
Mm-hmm. As long as they, you know. Strictly for good. That's
like,
what we're going
okay,
for here.
Okay, so just for example, if you or your best friend had X-ray vision, then you could obviously do crime
preventing
things and all that. And if your best friend could point his or her finger and vanilla ice cream would come out of it, that would be a superpower. I would feel that was
just
very
vanilla.
Super.
Though?
Well, that's like one finger, though, see? And then the other fingers could be chocolate, another could be... So, like, 10 fingers.
That could lead to problems, though. If you accidentally point with one too many fingers, all of a sudden you've got Neapolitan, which...
Exactly.
This is probably going to cause riots, but...
And then you wave
Neapolitan
to somebody...
Neapolitan is just a waste of ice cream. Neapolitan is a waste of ice cream.
I like Neapolitan.
No, if I'm going to eat... If I want strawberry, I'm going to get a whole thing of strawberry. Why are you giving me a third of a thing of strawberry?
Well, I don't know. The flavors go well together. Strawberries and chocolate go well together, for example.
It just tastes like ice cream in your mouth. That's it. Once you put all three together, it's just ice cream.
This is complicated.
It is.
It's on.
If
okay,
I want
well,
strawberry, just buy strawberry
all right, well,
ice
maybe,
cream.
Maybe it won't be a food power then that I give my best friend. Mm-hmm. I have to think about who my best friend is. You know, really.
Again, it also depends on the relationship you have with said best friend.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well,
like if it's a jokey relationship, maybe you give them a superpower that is completely and utterly useless that they really don't want, which could lead to a lot of hilarity.
Well, that's a good point.
Mm.
Well, I'm gonna defer to yours for a second while I think about it. This is a stumper. This is hard. This is a tough Kids Q Friday.
See, so for my best friend, if I were to give him a superpower, it would be. Every time he sneezed, his car horn goes off, no matter where he is.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
I don't know how that does anybody any good, but, you know, if you're looking for your car...
It does me a lot. Hey, there have been scientific studies that show laughter does make you live longer, so I'm helping everyone other than... obviously, the friend's taking
immortal.
A hit.
Yeah, you'd
the
be
friend's taking
immortal.
A hit because he's not laughing because he's angry about it, but everyone else that sees him sneeze and then his car horn goes off, they're going to be laughing for at least a solid 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, they're going to say, where is the remote for your car horn, mister?
You are saving lives.
That's a good point. That's, well, extending them for sure. There's going to be a lot of people around that guy who's going to be immortal if he sneezes. You know, if you throw some pepper at him, holy cow.
It's also, if you think about it, it's a safety feature. Because, you know, have you ever been driving down the road and then sneezed?
Oh, you know, if it happens when another car is about to hit you, that could be a big benefit.
So think about this. You're driving down the road, you sneeze, your eyes close. If you're going 70 miles an hour, you're probably traveling several hundred feet by the time your eyes open back up. So now everyone around you will know when he's got his eyes closed because he's sneezing and the horn goes off
and
it lets everybody know that he's not paying attention to where he's going.
That's a great safety feature. That should be in every car.
It should be.
That's pretty much what it's going to be then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go with that. I like that.
All right. So if you're driving around or at home eating a snack, ask your child this question and see where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, feel free to share on Facebook or Twitter and tag at WCHL Chapelboro and at YouthWorks on Main using the hashtag KidsQ. And since you're asking about best friends giving superpowers, I can about imagine what some kids' responses are going to
be.
These are
going to
be some good ones.
Yeah,
so.
Kids are going to have much better answers to this.
Oh, yeah. And you're going to sit there and look at them and be like, you know what? That's ridiculous at the same time. That is awesome.
Like things like levitating every time you fart.
Yes.
Okay.
You're going to get that from a kid somewhere, and it is going to be awesome.
Even if that kid is my age.
So go ahead. Just go ahead and whip out yourself and start filming these as well. So we want to see some of these responses.
Yes.
Film these. Send to America's Funniest Home Videos. And if you win, me and Gene get a cut.
Just put it on Twitter. And give us the right hashtag because we want to see this.
Yes,
gonna be fun.
We do. All right. Coming up, we're going